Don't ever be tempted to shop anywhere else online than Amazon.com. Get the best deals on everything you need and help support Rob as a Podcast when you start your Amazon shopping at robasawebsite.com/Amazon or for our friends in Canada, robasawebsite.com/AmazonCA.
Election 2015, the road to Survivor Second Chances.
All right, Rob Cesternino back here with the road to Survivor Second Chance. And this is interview number 23. And we didn't do this intentionally, but here's somebody from season 23 of Survivor. Here she is. It's the temptress, Michaela Wingle.
Hey, Rob, how are you?
Doing good, Michaela. How you been?
Fantastic.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I talked with you. But excited to see you back here in the mix and coming on the podcast to talk about the Michaela campaign.
Yeah, been a while, but yeah. I've been waiting.
How's the campaigning going?
It's great. I'm surprised they gave us so long, but I'm loving seeing everybody campaigning with these crazy sayings and pictures and where they're pretending to post these pictures. I just think it's becoming very creative, which, you know, gives it just fun for everybody to watch, you know, over the next week that we have left.
Yeah, it's been very fun. It's been very positive where, you know, we haven't seen any really like negative campaigning outside of a few instances. So it's been overall, I think it's been a resounding success so far.
Oh, yeah, I couldn't agree.
OK. All right.
Couldn't agree more.
All right. So, Michaela, here you are. And, you know, I've been following on social media, you know, you've called yourself the temptress. You mentioned in your video that you felt like the reason that you were kicked off of Survivor is because of Brandon. And I did some pre-gaming before this, not drinking, but just thinking about this interview. And I just want to be abundantly clear. I don't want to be negative about Brandon Hance in this interview, because I've thought about this a lot, Michaela. And I thought if there was going to be any person who was going to be the most likely person to murder me one day, I feel like it would be any Hance, but I feel like Brandon Hance would probably be number one if I had to make a list. So I'm not going to say anything negative about Brandon here today. If you want to, you can. I will not.
Oh, don't worry. I will. I don't need you to do that. I got this covered. Okay. I've had 4 years to this just sit in my head and soak. So don't worry.
Okay. All right. So here you are now. You're back with a second chance. How exciting is this for you?
I'm ecstatic. I am unbelievably ecstatic. I was contacted by them for possibly Blood vs. Water with my mother. And the same emotions were just raging through my body. I was like, I can't believe it, a second shot. I was ecstatic. And unfortunately, my mom, she says, you know, okay, I can't do it. I have younger, you know, younger sisters, and she couldn't part with them. So, you know, that fell through. And I was just so angry. I was just so sour. And I was just like, this is ridiculous. And when I got the call again, I fell off my chair. Couldn't believe it. I'm like, thank you, God. I wanted this so bad.
Yeah. What is it about Survivor that appeals to you that you want to get out there again?
What I love about the show itself is it's just like any person that's competitive, they want to play a game, and especially this game, there's so many different pieces to a puzzle you need to have to get to the end that it's even a bigger challenge than, you know, going out and playing a basketball game or doing this or that. There's just so many pieces somebody needs to have that somebody that, you know, goes through this and makes it to the end, they're phenomenal.
Yeah.
They're phenomenal.
Now, Michaela, what have you been doing in between when you were on Survivor and now? And I follow you on Instagram, and you're always doing something. But what is it that you do for a living?
I bartend in South Beach.
Okay.
So I'm doing that. And then I began competing in the NPC and the bodybuilding shows. So my real, you know, my big passion is definitely fitness. You know, since I played football, you know, just working out, you know, lifting heavy things and hitting people has been a passion of mine.
Yeah. And so to do a bodybuilding competition, I'm sure it's a lot different than preparing for Survivor. How have you been able to do both things at the same time?
Well, once I got the phone call about Survivor, I dropped my entire diet. My macros have completely plummeted from where they should be. And I've just put that aside because this is obviously means way more than to me than a show. So, you know, the hardest thing is I've worked so hard to get my metabolism going, eating my 6 meals a day. Now my macros, my carbs are up. I'm trying, you know, to slow my metabolism down. And it's just like,
you should try podcasting. That works wonders.
Well, I guess if you told me earlier, I'd be on it.
Slow your metabolism right down.
if it involves a case of donuts a day, you can count me in.
Okay. Wow. Case of donuts a day. That's a lot of donuts, Michaela.
When I got back the first time, between cookies and donuts, my mom had like stacks of them at the house for me. I have the worst sweet tooth now since the show. It's not even funny.
Okay. So here you are on the verge of coming back here in Survivor Second Chance. How do you feel about your chances so far?
I feel really good. I feel like if anybody, I think I'm top for a legit second chance. I understand some people made wrong moves and people, you should, coulda, woulda, but I feel like I was just thrown out there in just this mess that I don't think I ever really had a chance to start. I feel like I was already going in with my hands tied behind my back from, the first 5 minutes of the show.
Yeah. And if anybody had it hard out there, it was you. You had to play not just with Brandon Hance, but also with Coach.
Oh, God. Dear gosh. Yeah. Where I'm from, when people tell stories like that, they put you in a room with padded walls. Okay. So the fact that I didn't believe them obviously got to him. And it sucked because the first, since we got out there, me, Albert, and Sophie had, we connected, we talked about it. But, that night they all made that five and, they dropped me. They kept me in the arm's reach in case they needed me. But as you saw, Albert and I stuck, he was trying to, work with me during that, that last tribal. But, it was funny. I was reading, somebody posted something about how, Coach was one to blame as well for, me going home. He obviously saw me as a threat and, he would let Brandon take it and run with it. When in reality, he was pretty scared of me himself. He could have pointed a finger by me about that slingshot challenge, but could you have done any better? I've seen your arms. There ain't much to them, So,
why? What's wrong with Coach's arms?
What arms?
I thought Coach, he can bench press over the 300 pounds, I had heard.
300 pounds of pygmies? Lord. Wow. So you can say I'm a little bit bitter.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm ecstatic and excited and hope that, America votes and gets me back in because I feel like if anybody deserves it, I did, especially from what y'all have seen. So.
Okay. So you're fired up. You're fired up about this.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Because a lot of people have been saying that if they get back into the game, they are going to be, really like shaking things up. Is that how you would play in a second time around?
Absolutely. I would shake things up, but, it's entertaining. People want to see entertainment. The fact that people like to play like the person who won their season, I don't want to play like Sophie. I don't want to just sit in the background. I want to do something. I want to make moves. I just don't want to ride a coattail to the end. I want to go down, there's going to be three or four people of this that are going to become legends and that are going to go to an all-star. And I want to be one of them.
Okay.
I'm not looking just to make it to the end. I want to make it to the end, make a hell of an impression.
So do you have respect for the game that Sophie played in South Pacific?
No.
Wow.
I feel like she's smart. Yeah, she sat in the background, but did she really play? She just kind of sat back and watched everybody else make her moves and made her little moves she needed to do here. Her little one there. I don't feel like she just played it. I just don't like those people that don't do big things, that don't stand up, that don't say stuff, I just don't feel like that's entertaining. Like people say Sophie won. Oh yeah, what was that big move Sophie did? I love Sophie to death. She won. Good for her. She's a sole survivor of our season. But the way I see it, sole survivor is going to make a lot bigger moves and do bigger things. That's part of the game.
Now, I'm surprised that you don't have better things to say about Sophie, because when you got voted out, didn't Sophie and Albert vote with you that they were on your side?
They did, but the problem was it was too late. They already screwed me and made their alliance with Coach.
Right.
So at that point, you made your second alliance. You obviously lost your loyalty to me day one.
And was that a real alliance? So I feel like at the time that there was some talk about that, were they just trying to get in good with you in case you came back from Redemption Island and that's why they voted with you? Is that a true story?
No, it was an immediate thing. We, for day one, we're walking around grabbing bamboo, building it. And it was the first, the first people I talked to, mm-hmm. but something obviously came better along And it was somebody who returned and who knows the game. And it's this almighty coach. And Albert fell into his bromance. And Sophie had to connect with him because he was a coach and she was an athlete. And she looked up to him. And obviously, she's a fan of the game as well. So she was excited. So I understand it. I can't be mad at them. But, you know, we had it first. And it just shows that the loyalty, obviously, the second they were all under the moon and talking with coach, that mine was out the window. But once it was out the window, they know they could probably fall back on me.
Okay. So I think the most interesting thing about your campaigning has been how vocal Russell Hantz has been about getting you back onto the show. Even though you never played with Russell, you only played with Brandon. Russell has always been a longtime proponent of you and what you could do in the show. What have you learned from Russell about potentially coming back to play the game?
Well, Russell and I have talked, you know, since the end of my season. He was stunned. He's like, usually the Hantzes try to link up with the pretty girls, not vote them out. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we always laughed about that. And that's just always been, you know, a conversation starting. It's how our friendship started. So the fact that he's pushing for it is he knows, you know, his nephew was wrong. Are you kidding me? You know, he knows I could have been a great competitor for, you know, for the title. But so he's excited for seeing me go back. You know, he knows the fire that I have for this game and exactly how, you know, his nephew screwed me.
Yeah.
So he wants to see me go back just as bad as I want to.
Do you feel like you would play a Hantzian type game if you were to come back? And by Hantzian type game, I mean Russell Hantzian, not Brandon Hantzian.
I don't know about the Russell. Russell, you know, he comes on really strong. And, you know, people come along really strong in the beginning, you know, really just don't make it too far. So it's something that I wouldn't go, I wouldn't be calling people out. And I'm also not going to go make alliances with every single person the first day as well and do the whole, y'all take you to the end, you and me, and do it to five different people. You know, that's not what I'm looking for. I'm looking to find my alliance and stick with it.
Okay. You know, Russell also has some connections to a couple of the other people in the cast. He played with Monica. He played with Stephanie Valencia as well. Is there any sort of, does, you know, Russell say to, you know, you could trust these people. I know them. They're good. Do you feel like, even though you've never played with some of those people, do you feel like, is there some common ground in friends of Russell?
You know, he'll mention it, but honestly, I'm not looking to take anybody's word. You know, this game, anybody could, you know, lie to my face. Anybody could, you know, flip on me at the first chance they get. So I'm really not taking anything he says to heart because he, you know, he plays a different game than I'm gonna. So it's just, and plus I'm not into this whole, you know, pregame alliance. You know, they've already cut the list from 40 to 32.
Okay.
You know, there's no reason for that. And pregame alliances never last. So what's the point? What's the stress over?
Right. Because if you, you know, get something going with somebody, you don't even know if they're going to be on the season.
Exactly.
Or on your tribe or anything like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, you also played with somebody in this cast, or at least was on the same season as somebody in Jim Rice. Do you have any relationship with Jim Rice from Survivor South Pacific?
You know, I think I saw him at like one signing and I saw him at the finale.
Yes.
I was pre-jury and I was shipped out before he even was out. So I have no connection with him. I don't even think I can remember a conversation I've had with him.
Did you like him on the show?
I did. You know, I thought he was a cool guy. You know, he was very, you know, strategic. He was a smart guy. I think he'd be entertaining to watch again for sure.
Yeah.
You know, I know Jeff loves him. So, I know that, you know, hopefully, you know, it'd be nice to have him come back, but I don't have any relationship with him. It's not like somebody I can say, oh yeah, if he comes back, I know I got somebody, but I haven't talked to the kids since the finale.
Yeah. But don't you think you'd have something in common with him? Like you have a bunch of people that you probably, mutually are not crazy about.
Yeah, well, me and all the girls have boobs doesn't mean we're all going to be friends.
No, I mean, in terms of like, could you like bond with Jim Rice over that you both aren't crazy about coach or, you know, what's with Albert and stuff like that? What's with Rancher Rick? What's with Brandon Hantz?
You know, half the people on the cast, I don't even think about twice. I haven't thought about them since. And, you know, like I said, maybe you call me bitter, that's fine. But I don't really think there's, you know, and plus, you know, he's had two kids since then, I heard. Like, you know, the guy could have gone soft. Who knows if he still has his fire?
Well, I've been following him on Twitter. I think he still has fire. That I still think he has. Have you followed Jim Rice's campaign?
I have. Yes. I've seen, you know, a couple of the websites that are, you know, everybody's posting on. But, you know, actions speak louder than words. Anybody can, you know, stick their face on a flyer.
Yeah. Do you think that, do you like that Jim has, you know, gone into this campaign a little bit guns blazing?
Well, yeah, I think everybody should. This is a second shot. I think some people are definitely falling behind. I keep seeing how people are posting, is Joe going to campaign? You know, it's like some people are doing nothing. It's people are going over the top. Everybody should be going over the top.
So you feel like, you know, somebody like Joe is resting on his laurels?
Yeah, I guess he's just hoping that since he was, you know, the last season, people remember him. He's fresh in their mind, you know. He's that, you know, the curly haired guy that, you know, wanted to do this. It's just, I just feel like, you know, there should be so much more. This is an opportunity for a second chance. Why the hell aren't you taking it and running with it?
Yeah. How does that come off to the people that are going to be in the game? The people that are just sort of like going to go on in cruise control into the game?
I just think that, I mean, that we're going to, how we're going to see them.
Yes.
Maybe, you know, that they think, you know, they're too good to be true. That they think they're the best. They're already on this. They got this unlocked. Maybe they're going to be naive and think that, I'm going to do this now and I'm going to do this, and think that they're going to be able to, you know, pre-plan everything they're going to do for this next season. But I think we're going to look at them and shake our heads. Like, do you really want it? Like, maybe we're going to put them through a test in the beginning, you know,
a test, a pop quiz.
Ooh, yes. Very big one.
Do you think it's fair? You played in a season where there were returning players that were with all new players. Should Survivor ever do that again with two returning players and then all new players?
Yeah, I think they can. But I think the main point of that returning player was to get the knowledge you need back at camp and, you know, use them for the first couple of times and get rid of them. These people have already played once. They know the mistakes. They know not what to do. Why the hell would you take them to the end, the merge? And then those two returnees saying, you know, they do or they don't, you know, say they do like each other. They're going to link up and then boot the rest of you. You know, they have more in common than you guys have had in the first 25 days, you know? Mm-hmm. I just think it was a good idea. It was a good twist. It was something, you know, Survivor could have kept doing. And especially with those two, you know, Ozzy's got a great, you know, following, and, you know, so does Coach. But they were just bringing in their fans to get them excited, you know, for new players, you know, but they have backgrounds. People want to see how they're going to do now and if they're going to, you know, own these new people or work with them or make them part of their master plan.
Yeah. Would you have rather that Ozzy was the leader of the Upolu tribe?
Absolutely. I would have eaten way better. I would have not came out
catch
so
anything?
Catch a cold. That's about it. Like, no, I would, gosh, absolutely, Ozzy. Yeah, I just feel like he's just more of a down-to-earth person. I probably could have connected with him a heck of a lot better. I just had no connection with Coach. I looked at him, and I'm thinking to myself, are you medicated to be out here? Because these stories he told, like, we'd sit around the fire at night.
Well, what's the story that he told?
Oh, he told about the pygmies and this and that, how he escaped from them.
Yeah.
And he was just going on how he flowed down this canoe laying backwards and they captured it. And I'm thinking, they're like, you've got to be kidding me. Did you just watch the Discovery Channel before you got here and started piecing bits together? Where I'm from, people that talk like that are in a room by themselves. You get caught in an alley after talking like that by me, they're going to find you in a dumpster in the Delaware.
Whoa.
You know, it's people like that around where I'm from.
See, now I know why Brandon Hance was afraid of you.
Listen, if I spoke my mind out there, I probably should have, and maybe would have gotten me a little bit further, but I piped it down. My mom said, don't be the crazy Jersey girl, you know, have morals. And I'm like, okay, so that's another reason why I want to play again. I kept my mouth shut. I was trying to make my mom happy. I didn't want to go out there gunslinging when I should have. You know, it's a chance of a lifetime. Why hold back?
Okay. All right. So tell me, do you feel like you were too nice last time?
Oh, absolutely. I was so naive. You know, people would tell me something and I'd be like, okay. You know, because once, you know, the hunger gets to you and, you know, you're dehydrated, you're hungry, and this person's, you know, you hear they're talking about you, but then you're next to them sleeping because you need them for warmth and they're talking to you nice. And it's a mind game. And I feel like I was just so young and I was, you know, somewhat dependent back then on, you know, just for anybody to know to talk and, you know, help get me through it. That I think I just believed the BS. And, you know, I don't know. I'm excited. I'm older now. I watched my season and I'm thinking, what the hell was I doing?
Could you tell me what it was like to play with one of my favorite players, Stacey Powell?
Stacey, oh my gosh, she was so funny. I loved her. That's why I was actually
Blam,
aggravated.
Boom, pow, right?
Pow. And her and Christine were salt and pepper. So, and, you know, I got along with them. I hung out with them. I don't know why. And I was so loyal to Sophie and Albert. I never thought to get the girls together. I could have pulled Edna. You know, she was just so happy to be a part of something that she would do whatever. Mm-hmm. Stacey was great. She told me she was a hairstylist. She had no kids. We were talking about extensions. Like, I had no idea. She was just, I had a blast. I could talk to her for hours. She was an absolute blast.
Now, you played on a season with Redemption Island on it. Would you hope that Survivor Second Chance is a Redemption Island season?
Yeah. You know, it's considered Survivor Second Chance. Why not throw a third in there too?
Because you're a competition beast, right? That would favor your game if there was a chance to win a competition and get back into it?
Yeah. You know, unfortunately, I lost on a puzzle. Sucks for me. I went against a teacher, but, you know, it is what it is. But yeah, it gave me a second shot. 50-50 chance of getting back in it. I think that's great.
Okay. Now, Brandon Hance, you know, famously, you know, you were Delilah. He was afraid that you were going to tempt him. But was that actually part of your game? And I'm not even saying necessarily with him. Would you flirt with guys out there on the island?
No, I didn't even know this until I watched. I had no idea. I wouldn't even have people over the first episode I did. And after that, once this whole story plot began, I wouldn't even want to talk. I was so disgusted and like irritated and mad. And there was so much emotion. I couldn't believe that this is the reason why, you know, but, you know, that's what I was known. I was the temptress. I was, you know, Brandon's, you know, little temptress that, you know, tried to lure him in with my looks, which you saw it. I was wiping the sweat out of my eye with a t-shirt, a capital four, and the kid was goo goo gaga, like you've never seen a belly button, you know? So it stinks, but you know what? Now that's people know me by that. So I kind of have to take that name and run with it, especially for the campaign, because people say, Michaela, about specific, who's that? Oh, Brandon's temptress. I remember her. Yeah, Delilah. So it's now that's my name, you know, unfortunately for it. So I have to, that's why a lot of the campaigning, you'll see the pictures of Brandon in it because that's people are going to remember me. So I'm going to spike the memory. It's what I got to do. The last thing I want to do is give that man, you know, any more, you know, time out there and talk about him at all. But it's what I have to do right now.
Has he said anything during this campaign?
No, not a thing, but after our season, he, you know, everybody, you know, we were all fine, you know, good luck, you know, can't wait to, you know, see you at whatever events. And as the season unfolded, the guy made me sick. I could not believe that somebody thought that because I don't see myself as this flirtatious beast that's trying to lure men in and ruin their marriages and be a homewrecker. Like, come on now, you know? So he reached out, and then once the season kept, you know, airing, it just was like, don't ever talk to me again. You need help. I cannot believe this is why I'm out. Are you serious? And, you know, I would hear through the grapevine that he says we're friends to people. And I'm like, if I ever saw that guy again, it'd be too soon.
Wow. You know, a lot of people say that he would have won that season. If he got to the end, he was going to win that season.
Are you crazy?
I'm not crazy. I'm just telling you what people told me. I'm telling you, Jim Rice told me this. I'm telling you, Sophie told me this. They say if Brandon would have gone to the end, he would have been the winner of the season.
There's no way. I don't see it at all. I don't even, and if he made it to the end, I don't think it would be possible. Because if things didn't go his way, you know, he would blow up. Look what happened to the second one. You know, even that, I'm sure he would have, you know, in the final three, when he's, you know, talking to the jury and trying to convince them, I'm sure he would have put his foot in his mouth three times anyway by saying the wrong thing and going back on his word. I just don't think he could have sold his game onto anybody.
What did you think of that when he came back the second time?
I could not believe it. And then when I saw him step out, and when things didn't go his way and he didn't want to play, I was like, oh, what? Now that you don't have, you know, coach out there to say, no, Brandon, it's okay. Let it go. And nobody was patting your back and helping you along the way. Now you didn't want to do it. So I think that's selfish. I feel like people out here are begging for a second chance, and you got it without having to campaign for 2 weeks to America and hope to God people are voting for you every day. And then you want to walk off. Don't ever be a quitter. Come on now.
Now, technically, I believe they voted him out, Michaela.
Listen, okay, they voted him out. He was out of that game already. You know? That's why I was like, this season, she's, you know, what was her name? Jen? She said, you know, I'm not going to walk off, but this isn't considered quitting if you vote me out.
Yeah.
So you're already mentally out of the game and you don't want to be here. So you need your name on paper to really be like, okay, now it's okay for me to go. I don't get it. It's like this like sick mind game you're going to play with yourself that you're not a quitter.
Have you been keeping up with all the seasons since Survivor South Pacific?
Yes and no. After I got the offer for Blood vs. Water and my mom said that she just couldn't bear leaving my sisters and it just, I was extremely angry. Once again, bitter. And I couldn't even hear the like intro and it would make me this anger would just rage would go through my body. And I was like, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. I should have been there. I should have a second chance. And it was just, I was just so mad. So over the years, I've slowly stepped back into it. And if there was somebody that was interested in watching, you know, if I heard a good story, you know, I'd go in or my biggest thing would be go on YouTube or CBS and watch little bits and pieces. Cause there's certain things that just are, I hear it or I remembered it and it just irritates me to no end. And it just makes me angry. And I can't deal with it.
How much do you know who some of these players that are older than you from seasons before you? Have you done research on them?
I have. I've looked into them. And there's some people like, you know, I know obviously this newest season, but I know more before me than after me.
Okay.
You know, I watched and like I said, I stopped. I was mad. I was just so angry. I didn't want to hear the song. I didn't want to see Jeff. I was like, you know? So, but I've been looking into them. There's some people in the newer seasons. I'm like, who is this? So I'll watch. I've been Googling. I've been reading about them. But a lot of the older ones, you know, I still have them fresh in my mind. And oh, yeah, I remember this. And, you know, my mom's been a huge fan. You know, she hasn't missed an episode since it started. So I've always been there, you know, and watching with her. And even when I haven't, you know, watched the past couple of seasons, she's like, oh, my gosh, you have to watch. I'm like, Mom, I don't want to hear about it. And she'll go blah, 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 and tell me the whole story. So even if I didn't want to watch and it made me angry, I had to listen to her because she's mom and you listen to your mom.
Now, do you rely on Russell at all to give you a scouting report on anybody that you don't know particularly well?
Not really, because
you about Kelly Wentworth.
No, he has his opinions of people that he, you know, he's played with before, but I feel like you have to know somebody yourself. Mm. You know, somebody could have feared him and been like, oh my gosh, I have to listen to what he says because, you know, he's the all time Russell Hans. And there's people that could be like, I don't know him. I don't know. You know, he could not know anybody and just have his own opinion. Or if he was attracted to them, he could have his own opinion about that. Or if he thought this guy was a jerk, he could have this stubborn man, alpha male thing against them. So I really don't take a lot of what he says at all because everybody's different and everybody's game's different and everybody's position in the game is different.
Now, this season, how much you followed it closely?
Yes.
Okay. I would love to know your take about, you know, some of the guys and I know you're a Jersey girl. What do you think of a couple of the guys, not even from this group? What did you make of Joaquin and Rodney this season?
Oh my gosh, Rodney. So I'm from Jersey and I hear this Boston and just the Boston accent makes me want to climb up the walls. But you know, he was called out and it's funny because he gets so defensive so fast when he's called out on something and he's just that, honestly, I feel like he's just that typical up north.
He's typical or is he prototypical?
No, I feel like he is. I feel like I see him and I'm like, oh my gosh, I feel like he should be coming off like the shore and I'm this and my cut off sleeves. And I was surprised when they put somebody like that out there.
You better relax, bro.
Yeah, you better relax, Michaela.
Relax. I know he should be out there screaming Jaeger bombs or something.
But what about Joaquin? He's a Long Island guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you know, he also, you know, didn't really go very far. He also, like, you know, the lie they came up with, like, you know, like she said, there's no neutral in Survivor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I feel like if you're gonna go on that, you better think of a better lie, or you know, or just I don't know. I just feel like off the bat, he wasn't coming out with something good enough to convince all these people. So he obviously wasn't ready to play.
Yeah. Real quick, a couple of the other people that you played with that we didn't touch on. What about Albert? Did you like Albert?
Al's awesome. I love Al.
Albert?
Albert's in, he's a little bit north of Miami.
Okay. So do you ever see him?
Yeah, I've seen him.
He fell off the face of the earth. He was all over during Survivor South Pacific. And then I said, oh, this guy is going to just be everywhere. And then I don't think we heard from him once since then. Nobody knows where he went.
No, Al is, he's playing professional poker now. He was he was coaching baseball, and now he's like doing phenomenal in these poker championships.
I thought he was a dating coach.
No, yeah, he was for a little while with Jared. His, but no, because you know the guy he was doing that with moved to Vegas and is doing phenomenal with it in Vegas. And he's, you know, he's up in Miami and he's always in the casinos. He's buying in. He's doing huge tournaments now. Wow. I think the last one he bought into, winner got like 1.3. or something. It was just crazy. And even like second and third degree. And he did really well. So okay. That's his full-time thing now.
All right.
So I hear from him all the time. You know, we're not far from each other. So, and, you know, him and I were close during the game. And unfortunately, the way it ended wasn't my favor. But we never had a problem with each other. And we've always been straight up with each other.
And he tried to change the votes. He tried to get Rick voted out,
right? He did. Yeah. And he was trying to push for me and the strength and why bother with Edna. And then, you know, they were going over who was more loyal to them. And they could, you know, but in reality, you know, who was going to, at that point with the craziness, and I wasn't exactly fighting. I was out of it. I was so shocked, dumbfounded. And, you know, before that, the pig challenge, I got sick from the pork. I ate like pork like 2 days old, and I have the weakest stomach in the world. So I was not doing well. So another reason Rick thought that I was sick and I wouldn't be able to be better. So that's another reason why he wouldn't flop.
Okay. What about Edna? Did you like Edna?
You know, I didn't hate Edna. She was just an annoyance. You know, she was, you know, I have no bad blood with her. It is what it is. You know, it's a game. But she just like the massage and walking on the back. Can I do this? Can I do this? Can I do this? Can I do this? And like, I'm thinking to myself, oh my gosh.
But wasn't that successful? Would you do that while you were out there on Survivor Second Chance?
I don't think I could. I don't think I was raised to have those things come out of my mouth, even that she said
like
she would do for people.
You wouldn't walk on Brad Culpepper's back or anything like that if he needed you to?
Wasn't she talking about picking up somebody's crap or like eating or something? Like, are you kidding me? Like, no. Like, that's just, no, that's like boring, gross. Get out of here. I ain't touching nobody's.
She works in the medical profession. She's a medical professional.
I don't give a crap where it's you clinical. Work. I don't care if you're a dog worker. Give me a, you know, give me a break. Okay. No.
What about Rancher Rick?
Oh, Rick was cool. I was so happy because, you know, Rick was such a huge fan and he won the Sears, you know, fan challenge or whatever it was. And I was excited for him, you know, and he just wanted to make it far. You know, I don't think he was just so happy to be there. I just think he was going to go with whatever and not really have a game just because he was just wanted to be on that island and just wanted to just be in the, you know, just experience it.
Okay. All right. Are you ready for some questions from the listeners of the podcast, Michaela?
Oh Lord. Yes.
Okay. All right. This is,
why are you laughing already? I don't want to hear it then.
Will Holston wants to know, is it true that you convinced Brandon to cut off all his hair to rob him of his strength? Did you ever do that?
Oh no, maybe in his dreams, but no, I did not.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. All right.
Oh gosh.
All right. This is a question from John Johnson, who said, would you try to play a female version of Boston Rob?
I would. That was somebody Jeff actually, you know, compared me to. He said, if I played my game, he thinks that I could have been a female Boston Rob.
What does that look like? Hey.
What is it?
Hey.
No, I think he did great, you know, especially his last season. He pulled Natalie, you know, you know, took her under her wing. You know, she was 19 and did the perfect thing with her. And he was strong in challenges. He didn't get all caught up in a lot of the BS people do and this Nick, you know, picky crazy stuff. I would love to. If I could be compared to Boston Rob, if I make this season and come out, I did great. So yeah. He's a legend. And like I said, two or three people are going to come out of this for All Stars, you know, and it ain't going to be, you know, somebody that's just gonna, you know, they can go into their catfight stuff and be voted out first or second, but you got to make an impact. And I think he did great.
Okay. All right. Jeremiah Panhorst wants to know, what do you feel is your biggest asset for playing a successful game?
I think my biggest asset is, you know, my strength. I think that for challenges, it's going to be obviously my strong point. You know, like I said, I've been an athlete. I've been training. I've been doing the NPC competitions. You know, I've been boxing. I've been working on jujitsu now. So I feel like that's going to be a really, really big booster for me, especially, you know, for the game. And then the biggest part for me to focus on is, you know, my alliances and the social.
Okay. Josh Lemer wants to know, will your experiences with Rancher Rick help you with Keith Nail potentially?
Yeah, I think it'd be cool. I feel like, you know, he's another person that's just out there, you know, he's with this. And I feel like anything with like an older man, I feel like if they can have, you know, a girl, you know, a younger, they can, you know, look down as, you know, they're taking care of her or this, or they can be like a nurturer. I feel like it's a great spot to be in, you know. And, you know, Rick and I were close. Me and Rick talked all the time. We talked about trucks. We talked about engines. We talked about, you know, sports. It was great. But unfortunately, you know, he was loyal to coach and was just so happy to be there that that didn't get to reflect in his votes or, you know, what he would pull for me in trial. I mean, I'm sorry, tribal. So I feel like that would definitely reflect, you know. I feel like he's just a, you know, cool man. And, you know, he got far and it's just, I don't know. I think he'd be cool to, you know, to play with.
Hey, Brendan Fitzpatrick says, being one of the lesser known entities / personalities in the game with all these other survivors, is this an advantage or a disadvantage? And do other people underestimate you at their own peril?
I would say it's a great advantage. You know, I think that a lot of these people are known for moves they made and things that they've done during the game that people already, they already can think like them. Okay, well, if I do this and, you know, blah, 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 I can already know she's going to be doing this because she played her last season like this. You know, I feel like the apple's obviously not going to fall far from the tree on the, her next season or his next season. So I feel like I'm coming in. The only thing that I have that people know about me is that I was loyal, you mm-hmm. know, and that I was strong. They don't know my real
Delilah.
Game and that I'm Delilah. So, but like I said, too, you don't know Michaela Wingle, but you do know the Temptress, mm. you know, and people felt bad. And I was the victim of this crazy kid and his thoughts and this, and he was a big player. So they would also say, yeah, she deserves a second chance. Look what she had to deal with. And especially from his second season. Absolutely. I think I'm in a great spot.
Yeah. I think it's an advantage and a disadvantage. I think it's an advantage, you know, if you get to the beach, but I feel like it's a disadvantage in terms of, you know, rallying the votes right now.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like you said, it could go both ways, but for me, for if I make it, you know, in, I think in the game, it's better. Out of the game, I guess you can say it's not.
So what are you doing to get the word out?
The word, you know, I've been Miami, Tampa, and Jersey, and I know New Jersey, they've already had papers reach out to me. I have, you know, people on like radio stations. And down here in Miami, you know, I have a good following, especially from the people that I know. I have a lot of friends of mine that are athletes that are retweeting and reposting.
Is Jervis campaigning?
I don't know. No.
I feel like he has Jersey pride.
I haven't followed many of the people from it because like I said, when things pop up, it irritates right. me. So I try to stay out of anything, anybody's hair. If people retweet and repost, I'll favorite it just, you know, because I feel like, you know, thanks, you did it. I appreciate it. That's my sign of saying thank you.
Okay. All right. So you're feeling good on the campaign trail. You're not exhausted by a week into this?
No, I'm not exhausted at all. I think this is fun. Especially, like I said, the people that are comparing with these crazy pictures and this and that, it makes it fun. It's not the same vote for me every day. People are putting thought, they're putting effort, they're making you laugh. You know, nobody wants the same survivor picture of you standing with your hands on your hips on the island as we're opening picture. Everybody wants you to put some thought in this. Like, it'd be entertaining. That's the point of this. It's entertainment.
Are you still playing football?
I am not playing football anymore. Okay. They moved the team from Tampa to Jacksonville.
Okay.
So.
Oh man.
Mm-hmm.
That's a bummer. You know, something else about you that in addition to being Delilah, Brandon also said that you were like the Parvati. Is there any truth to that? Do you, and I mean that in a good way. Do you think that you could play a Parvati-esque game the second time around?
I don't think I could. I feel like anything Parvati could like Parvati. If she hated you, she could say she hated you in the most enchanting way. And you'd be like, oh, like she was just so like, you know, she was so smooth and this, and I am not at all. I don't feel like I have that smooth bone in my body to be like, oh yeah, I don't like you. I'm just going to vote you out. And I'd be like, no, I hate you. Mm-hmm. I just don't feel like I could play that smooth, like flirtatious game like she had. I don't think I have it in me. I wasn't raised like that.
Okay. Ron Chan wants to know, Michaela, which person from the season 31 casting pool could benefit the most from a one-on-one workout session with yourself?
Do you want somebody that's in the running for this
yes.
season?
Yes.
Oh gosh. You know who I think I would be excited to play with is Shireen, because you know what? She's hilarious. When I'm watching her about these monkeys, I'm like in tears. I'm like, this is what I need every day to make me laugh. And she would just be like, yeah, people found her annoying, but I feel like, you know, I've been working in a restaurant. My parents had a restaurant since I was 11. So I feel like I'm just so used to dealing and adapting to people.
You like eccentric having people.
Her, oh my gosh.
Why
yes,
don't you
make
like
me
Coach?
Laugh. Because he's out of his mind. The difference between
you don't
like
Coach,
reality.
You don't like Brandon Hance. They don't get more eccentric than those guys.
Eccentric or nuts. There's two different things. So, but you know, I think she'd be a blast.
Like Russell.
If I could, yeah, like Russell, he's, you know, he's cool. And especially he loves the game.
Yeah.
So it's somebody that, you know, I feel like, you know, it'd be cool to watch how he plays, but I don't think I can. But it's just nice to see the diverse things people do. Like, you know, watch your own villains. You see the good, the bad, and pretty much the ugly. So.
Yeah. All right. Michaela, if anybody is sitting there on the fence and they don't know whether or not to put you on the ballot, what, talk to the person that you need to close the sale with.
All right. Well, guys, second chance. If anybody deserves it, it was me. You know, I got put in with this kid that was just out of his mind. And off the bat, I was already, I didn't even have a chance. From the second that he looked, he laid eyes on me. I was bad. I was this. He did not like me. I'm not the temptress. I'm here. I'm the play. I'm the competitor. You need to vote me in. I will make this season exciting. You guys don't not know what you're missing. I feel like I'm one of the strongest females that'll play this game. So I'm sure I could beat a lot of men. So it'll be something that it's just, it'll be great. Please vote for me. Give me a second shot. It's, I'll make you laugh and I'll make you cry and I'll make it fun.
Okay, there you go. Michaela Wingle, you can vote for Michaela once a day. Vote for the temptress. If she's tempting you, tempt the people to vote, Michaela.
I tempt you. Vote for me, Delilah / Michaela.
Vote for Delilah and put her onto the season. If that's your ballot, go ahead. Go to cbs.com/survivor-second-chance. All right, Michaela, great job today. Good luck on the show. Are you going to be nervous sitting there in next Wednesday?
Absolutely. I'm dying for my name to be called and say I'm going.
Okay. All right. And if you don't get called, are you going to be more bitter than when you didn't go on Blood versus Water and your mom didn't want to play?
Absolutely.
Will you ever listen to the Survivor theme song again?
Oh, no.
Will you still talk to Russell if it doesn't work?
Not for a while.
Oh my God. All right, Russell, if you hear that, you better start campaigning even harder. Michaela's not talking to you anymore. Okay. Would you still talk to any survivor if you didn't get on?
Yeah, I talked to Albert.
Albert, that's it.
I love Albert. He's awesome.
That's it. Okay. All right. And will you call Sophie for any advice?
I might.
Okay.
She's a smart
okay.
girl, but like I said, it just I would
you just
I
didn't
had
like
a
her
different
game.
Idea. Yeah, but it doesn't mean that she doesn't know what, you know, she didn't do what got her to the end. So she might have some good input for scenarios and stuff like that.
Okay. All right. Michaela, thank you so much. Oh, what's your Twitter?
It's at ILUV Mickey.
I love Mickey. Great.
ILUVMIKI.
Yes. Great Twitter name. You've had that for all the way back. So mm-hmm. Follow Michaela on Twitter. Is that the same for Instagram too?
Yep.
Okay, there you go.
Thank you.
Michaela, have a good one, okay?
You too, thanks.
All right, take care. Bye.
Bye.
All right, everybody, there you have it. That is Michaela Wingle here on The Road to Survivor Second Chance. Okay, here's where we're at right now. 23 interviews down. I got a couple more still scheduled. Jeremy Collins is going to be recorded on Thursday. Talk with Spencer on Friday. That's all we have scheduled as of right now. Happy to talk to the other five people that are eligible to talk to me. Of course, Mike and Carolyn can't do their exit interviews, but we'll see if we hear from them before the voting period is over and the finale of Survivor Worlds Apart happens. So we'll see what exactly happens. If I hear anything, I will, of course, let you guys know. Now we're going to shift our attention into our coverage of everything happening with Survivor Worlds Apart. I need to record our podcast with Aris as well and then talk voicemails and everything that's related to that. So looking forward to hearing what you guys have to say about Michaela and see what you have to say if you're tempted to vote for her as one of your people for Survivor Second Chance. Till then, take care, everybody. Bye.